want children to study art, they must go to special art classes. Or the schools do have art classes, but they aren't part of the curriculum, and parents must pay extra to have their children attend these classes. More often than not, children in China don't take art classes, and few children ever develop an interest in it.
7. Should arts education be part of the school curriculum?
Yes, it should. I think art is a very important subject because it not only encourages self-expression, but also is a creative art and helps to develop artistic creativity in many areas of life, not just art. Also, children who feel they are accomplished and are able to do something more than study do better in other classes and subjects because they have a higher self-esteem. Children who don't know how to do anything other than their basic subjects will feel inferior to their peers and will not perform as well in class as they could.
8. How do you think art classes affect child development?
They help to develop a child's creativity and curiosity. They help a child express himself through the things he draws, notice the things around him, and learn from them. Art also encourages an admiration for nature and living things, so children who have been taught to appreciate art are less likely to do things that are harmful to the environment, to others, or to themselves.
9. What kind of paintings do Chinese people like?
That's a little hard to answer. I think that Chinese paintings are very popular in China. Most people here in China like paintings in the Chinese style or paintings of familiar scenes here. There are also quite a few abstract and realistic paintings and styles that are popular with certain groups of people.
10. Some paintings are very expensive, but people still want to buy them. Why do you think they do so?
I think that most of the time they want to have a very expensive painting so that they can show it off to their friends. Or maybe they feel it makes them look more in style or more fashionable to have expensive paintings by famous people. Some people collect paintings or works of art, so they will get anything they think will look nice with their collections.
11. What benefits can you get from painting as a hobby?
I think there are many benefits. For one, it can be very relaxing to paint, especially if you are outside in nature. Also, it can help to take your mind off any problem or stress that you might have from your work. It will also improve your creativity and help you to think better. Describe an art exhibition that you visited. You should say, when you saw this exhibition. Where the exhibition was held. What was on display. And explain your impression of the exhibition.
1. Does China have many museums? What kind? 2. Are museums popular in China? 3. How could museums attract more visitors? 4. Do you think people should have to pay to visit museums? 5. How will museums change in the future? 6. Do schools in China have art classes? 7. Should arts education be part of the school curriculum? 8. How do you think art classes affect child development? 9. What kind of paintings do Chinese people like? 10. Some paintings are very expensive, but people still want to buy them. Why do you think it? 11. What benefits can you get from painting as a hobby?
Topic 32. Exhibitions. Cue card. Describe an art exhibition that you visited. You should say, when you saw this exhibition. where the exhibition was held, what was on display, and explain your impression of the exhibition.
When I was a little girl, I went to a museum near my home that was exhibiting life-size wax sculptures. It was in a large room of the museum. The wax figures showed people from different occupations and different poses. Each looked so real that it almost seemed as if a real person was actually standing there and staying perfectly still. For the first half hour, when I was in the room, I was sure that one of the figures would begin to move and that I would finally prove that they were really just people. The skill of the sculptor was amazing in how each one was perfectly made to exhibit the human body's texture, posture, and size. I was especially amazed at the wax figure of the cowboy. It seemed that he came right out of an old Western movie with his cowboy pants, gun, and spurred boots. There was also the figure of a woman at a beach, with a swimsuit, towel, sunglasses, and surfboard. There was a policeman, his hand held out to stop traffic, with a whistle in his mouth. There was a mechanic, with his hand resting on the hood of a car that he had just fixed, and the illusion of grease smudges all over his hands, face, and clothes. As a young girl, I was amazed at how someone could make a statue look so real. Part 3. Museums. 1. Does China have many museums? What kind?
Yes, there are many. In the places that I've been, most of the museums are about dinosaurs or stars. There are also some marine, bird, and insect museums. Often, there's a little bit of all of them mixed into one museum.
2. Are museums popular in China?
Not so popular. They are mostly for children or students. Sometimes you will see a whole family go to a museum or perhaps a young couple, but it is quite rare. Sometimes grandparents will take their grandchildren there.
3. How could museums attract more visitors?
I think if the museums had more interactive exhibits, then they would be more interesting for most people. It would also help people to learn more from actually being able to see firsthand what is happening and how different things work. Having exhibits that change each week or so would make people who have already been there want to go again to see something new. Also, people who have not gone yet would want to go as soon as they can so they don't miss something. Whereas, if it's always the same, then they would put it off, thinking they catch it later.
4. Do you think people should have to pay to visit museums?
I think it's not a good idea for people to have to pay all the time. I think it's a good idea for part or most of the museum to be free. But if people want to see certain parts or participate in special things, then they have to pay. If people have to pay each time they go, and especially if it's expensive, then many won't go or won't go very often. The reason why I think this is bad is that I think it's very educational to be able to look at and learn from all the things in museums.
5. How will museums change in the future?
I think that museums will become more modernised and more accurate. I think that they will have better and more interesting exhibits. The way they are set up and advertised, I think, will also improve so that they are more appealing to the general public. I think they will also have more interesting themes displayed and exhibited.
Art education. 6. Do schools in China have art classes?
No, not really. Sometimes they do, but most of the time, if the students or their parents